When we visit another location that's not our home, we often judge it not based on the people that we meet, but rather the physical structures that we see. Whether you're touring the Eiffel Tower, Statue of Liberty, the Colosseum, wherever it is, people ask us, how was it? And we don't speak about the people, but we speak about the walls. But when we speak about communities, we say, was that community warm or was that community cold? And we're usually not speaking about the temperature on the thermostat, but we're asking ourselves, were they welcoming? Did they ignore us? Did we feel part of something else, part of something bigger? During this season of high school graduation coming up, often students pick a college campus, not based on meeting the students that they're going to study with, but did they like the quad? Was the architecture beautiful? Did what I see in the walls, was that enjoyable to me? And I remember in rabbinical school, it was a dorm full of rabbis or rabbinical students and cantorial students and educational students, that on Friday afternoon you did not have to meet anybody or see anybody, but you could feel the walls. You could smell the soup. You could hear the music coming in that was preparing for Shabbat to understand the environment of the place. Because we understand that the walls that we live in reflect the lives that we live within those walls. And I bring that to our attention because in our double Torah portion of Tazria Metzora, we read of all different kinds of leprosy, skin disease, in Hebrew tzara'at, an affliction that affected our skin. It was basically a rash. But there is a little piece in our Torah that speaks about when the people of Israel would enter the land, they should not only check their skin and their scalp, but they should also look at the walls to see if leprosy was occurring there. Now it seems strange, but our rabbis comment, Besura tova hi li Yisrael, that if you see leprosy on the walls of your home, this is good news for the people of Israel. The commentator Nachmanides points out the obvious, that shouldn't it be enough that we already have the skin disease on our bodies and souls? Why is it good news that it is on the walls of our homes? And he says it's a much deeper message than just a rash or a color on the wall. Rather, he says, just as we said before, that the walls that we live in reflect the actions of our lives. The walls that we live in reflect the actions of our lives. We know that when we have a disease, when we have an affliction on our body, it is much easier to treat when it has been detected early. And the same thing with leprosy. If it is on our walls, we know that within our environment, there is something that can be transformed. We have the ability to change. And therefore, Besura Tova, it is good news that we see it on our walls before it gets onto our bodies and into our souls. The Hebrew word for affliction is nega, nega. But, the rabbis say, do a little scramble with those letters, those three Hebrew letters, and we can turn nega into the word oneg, meaning delight, or almost celebration. And so the rabbis ask, how can we transform nega and affliction into oneg, into something that we can be proud of, into something that we can rejoice in? And the rabbis say exactly what we learned this morning, that when we look at the walls of those homes and see leprosy and see nega, that in itself is a miracle. Not a miracle like crossing the Red Sea, and not a miracle like the revelation of Torah at Mount Sinai, but it is a miracle that we have the ability to see the walls not only of our home, but the walls of our society, our community, and our family. And it is a miracle at that moment that we have the ability to transform a nega, an affliction, into an oneg, into a delicacy, into something that we can be proud of. And so when we read Tazria Metzora this year, usually we think to ourselves, it's not us. We can't relate to it. I ask ourselves, the next time we see the leprosy of our community, of our walls, of our society, let us think, how can that affliction be turned into the miracle of Oneg? Knowing that that leprosy gives us the next task that we have to do, for even though we may not be able to complete it, it is at least our obligation to begin. Shabbat Shalom.